أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم، هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم فأنتم فيه سواء تخافونهم كخيفتكم أنفسكم، كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعقلون. بل اتبع الذين ظلموا أهواءهم بغير علم، فمن يهدي من أضل الله، وما لهم من ناصرين. فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا، فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها، لا تبديل لخلق الله، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. منيبين إليه واتقوه وأقيموا الصلاة ولا تكونوا من المشركين. من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا، كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. Allah Ta'ala sets a simile from within your own experience. From amongst the slaves that you own, do you have equal partners? On one end, it's your slaves. You own them entirely. You have total control over them. Then in such people that you have control, you own them entirely. Do you have any equal partners in what we have provided you, that you are concerned and fear them like you fear your own selves, concerned about your own selves? In this manner, do we detail our verses and our proofs for a people who understand? Obviously, when these slaves belong to you, you have the authority and control over them, then they can't be your equals. Furthermore, then understand, then how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have an equal? For the slaves that we have provided you, then this is our provision. You are not prepared to keep equals amongst the things that you own, though we have provided. Then what we have created, how can we have equals in the thing that we have created ourselves? وَلِتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. But these sinners, they follow their lust devoid of knowledge. Then who can guide the one who Allah Ta'ala leaves to stray? And they will have none to assist them. So keep your face straight and pure for the deen. And this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made mankind upon. Let there be no change in the creation and the way of Allah Ta'ala. This is the standard deen, but most people do not understand. Turning to Him in repentance, in humility, fearing Him, and establish regular salah, and be not of those who join partners to Him amongst those who have split up their religion and became broken into sects. Each one rejoices in the things that are with him. So the deen Allah Ta'ala has created, He has created mankind for with that ability and that potential that he can accept the right. So this is the way Allah Ta'ala has made man from the very first day that he was born, that you were born with the ability and the potential to accept the truth. So when you have got this God-given gift from the very day that you were born, let there be no change in that. Leave this pure and clean in the manner that Allah Ta'ala has made you from the very beginning. So this is the straight deen, and turn to Him. The essence of the the essence of this deen and the standard is that you turn to him in humility, fear him, establish regular salah. So basically three things: honesty with sincerity, number two, fearing him all the time, and number three, establish regular salah. Don't be of those who have joined partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people, what they have done really, they have split up their deen, divided their deen, and became broken into sects. And then they have steeped so deeply into the evil that every person and every group rejoices in the practices that it has in itself. So it doesn't even consider the wrong to be wrong, rather it rejoices in the evil that it is engaged in. The nature of man, Allah Ta'ala explains, when trouble touches man, then he turns towards Allah Ta'ala, crying to him in repentance and in humility. And then when he gives him a taste of his mercy, and behold, a group of them set up equals, sort of partners with Allah Ta'ala, showing gross ingratitude to the favors that we have bestowed them. So go on enjoying your brief day. Soon will you understand your folly and your stupidity. أَمَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا Have we sent any proof and any authority to them? And that authority that we sent to them speaks about and justifies the shirk that they are involved in. وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً When we give mankind a taste of our mercy, then he rejoices that. But when any calamity, any trouble touches him for what his hands have sent forth, then they are plunged in despair. Do they not see that Allah Ta'ala increases and decreases sustenance for whom he wills? In these are signs for those who believe. So, sustenance and gifts are by the discretion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not an indication of acceptance. Rather, Allah ta'ala's will, and someone has more, someone has less. But what are you supposed to be doing in that wealth that you have? Then give the relative his due. The needy as well as the traveler. This is best for those who seek the countenance of Allah ta'ala. And these are the ones who will prosper. So in the wealth that you have got, then the poor, the needy, the relative, the traveler, they have all rights. It's their wealth, it is their dues in your wealth. So do it and practice this charity and giving out to these type of avenues, feeling convinced within yourself that it is due, is their due, just that it is in my wealth, what it is due to them. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ And the wealth that you give to gain increase with the wealth of people, it gains no increase in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. But what you give by way of charity, seeking the countenance of Allah Ta'ala, then these are the ones that multiply their rewards. People generally give wealth with an expectation of some type of increase. One is the interest that people get involved in. They give something with an expectation of getting some type of an increase. Obviously, this is totally haram and is a pollution of good, clean wealth. So no matter how small that interest may be or how huge it may be, but it pollutes all that wealth like a drop of urine in a liter of water. It will pollute all that water, no matter how much and how huge it may seem to be and how insignificant the interest may be. But by the same token, another form of interest, maybe it's not haram to that level, is to give a person a gift at an occasion and expecting some type of reward and return when you have an occasion, like a marriage, for example, and you give someone a form of a gift, and then you will expect something when it is your occasion, you expect him to give you something even more. So this type of practice gains no increase by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is makruh, it is thing that is reproachable and abhorred that your niyat and your intention is so menial that you are not giving it with a clear heart. Rather, you are giving something that when you have an occasion, then that is returned with an increase. Allah Ta'ala has created you, then He sustains you. He causes you to die at the time that you are decreed to die. Then will He give you life again. Then any of your partners, false gods that you've got, can they do any of these things? Subhanahu, glory be to Him, and He is high above the things that they join up to Him.